This week in the Missouri Senate, we review this year's much-anticipated election reform measure.
House Bill 1878 as amended.
House Bill 1878 was first discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on May 3rd, sent back to the Missouri House of Representatives on May 9th, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 12th, and signed into law on June 29th. Senator Sandy Crawford of Buffalo handled the proposal in the upper chamber.
I've spent more time on this particular bill than I have on any legislation in my years here in the General Assembly. We have worked hours and hours. I want to give a shout out to my staff, to the county clerks around the state, and to the Secretary of State's office, who we have worked with to try to come up with a bill that I feel like we can move forward. You know, I don't think there's anyone in this room that thinks we should have bad elections, and I think we've put some guide rails in this bill that will ensure that or help ensure that.
Among its many provisions, this new law prohibits voting machines from being connected to the internet, allows the Secretary of State to audit election authorities, and makes changes to absentee and early voting rules. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says he sees some flaws in this new law.
But I will say to that specific point, it is a fair play thing. It's an agreement that we had. If one side gets thrown out, the other side should. And I think more people in this building should operate that way. Do I like the photo ID portion? Absolutely not. Do they like the early voting portion? They probably don't either. But if one gets tossed out, to be fair and honest and forthright with my colleagues, it probably should.
Another aspect of House Bill 1878 is something Missouri lawmakers have passed before, only to have it struck down by the courts. Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville says voter ID is now in the statute books.
Whether that's a driver's license or some other form of photo ID. And to me, this is common sense. You have to show your photo ID in order to cash a check. You have to show your photo ID to get on an airplane. There's a whole host of different things that we require somebody to prove who they are. The notion we would allow somebody to vote for the leader of the free world and not confirm their identity and who they are, to me, really doesn't make any sense.
This new law is the culmination of several pieces of legislation that were offered this year, along with hours of negotiations. Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says the bill that was approved in May is different than what was proposed back in December.
Including a provision that, unless the need for a photo ID is overturned, we'll have 2 weeks of no-excuse absentee voting. We will be able to get in funds to make sure our clerks who are running the elections have enough money. We will be able to do things that we need to do in our community to make sure voters are able to get to the polls.
Some portions of House Bill 1878 will not take effect until next year. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.